Well, I guess it'd be about time to get this warmed up and going. Now, how be this get to working again?
Press the button.
Which button?
Not that one.
Not this one. That one.
No. Your other left.
This other one? Which one are you talking about?
I meant the right. No, that big red one.
The other red button.
Not the big, happy, shiny one.
You mean the one I just pushed?
Yeah, for crying out loud. You don't know what you're doing.
I know perfectly well what I'm doing.
Snap that button off. For crying out loud. You just sit here on your patootie. You play with your buttons. I go make coffee.
You do that, but don't slam the door. Well, here he, the second weekend to, not deer camp, but it'll be the second weekend to the Christmassy season. And we'll have more Christmassy tunes, and we're actually going to start off with them this evening. But we also are going to be having some other stuff mixed in. I need to check into me stack of stuff that I've got. And we are hoping and expecting a special guest tonight. Aye, Babushka says she's keeping her eyes, you know, wide open. She won't be caught unawares. And it's something about laying out a trap or a special something for him. I'd not be sure quite what, but we're all quite excited. I can give you a hint. He's known for wearing a red outfit this time of year, with furry edges and a nice ho-ho-ho when he goes around, and he's supposed to have a bowl full of jelly. What? That's very strange. Why would you wander around with bowls full of jelly? But I'd not be, no, I'm not. But beyond that, we be a-thinking. It's going to be quite an evening, and we're quite excited. So we are looking forward to that, and we are keeping our hopes and spirits high on that. But, where were I? Oh, yes. We be talking about Christmassy music. And one of the things I find disgusting this here time of year is all the different Christmassy tunes that are, let's say, lackluster. So, we're going to start out with one that is anything but lackluster. Maybe even have a slightly heavier metal twist to it. Aye, you can have quite a bit of fun and have yourself a good time with the Christmassy tunes. But you just got to kick back and enjoy it in a right proper fashion. Let's, with that, turn to Twisted Sister now with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and see if they don't get the spirit of the thing right. Welcome back, me mateys. Welcome back. Me voice is still weak from yelling and screaming at the crew throughout the week. It's been a long and torturous time, but we've been having ourselves some fun. Would you believe that a 50-foot tree will not fit into a 9-foot-tall ceiling? Well, there'll be ways if you just be motivated enough.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sister.
Oh, I see what you mean. We never play anything nice and easy. We play things nice and
twisted.
Ah!
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, now still we see the light. And above that deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by.
Harvey Pop Rivers with Whole Little Town of Bethlehem. Done in a tune of House of the Rising Sun. Now, we have another twist on the 12 Days of Christmas. It's the 12 days after Christmas. And that be how some people be thinking about things. It's not always cheery and bright and sweet. The Alfred Music Choral in this particular ensemble, as they be saying, in the fancier regions of the... Somewhere in the fancier regions. And after that, we'll have another twist on... so many different twists on the 12 Days of Christmas. I think you like both of them. Especially if you're a critter. And the critters know what I be saying.
The first day after Christmas, my true love and I had a fight. And so I chopped the pear tree down and burned it just for spite. Then with a single cartridge, I shot that blasted partridge. My true love gave to me. The second day after Christmas, I pulled on the old rubber gloves and very gently wrung the necks of both the turtle doves. My true love gave to me. The third day after Christmas, my mother caught the cold.
On the seventh day, what a mess I found also. Well, actually, I kept one of the drummers.
On the first day of Grog, Miss Pikey gave to me a little birdie in the sun tree. On the second day of Grog, Miss Pikey gave to me two gold Phoebe Poes and a little birdie in the sun tree. On the third day of Grog, Miss Pikey gave to me 3, 2, 1, two gold Phoebe Poes and a little birdie in the sun tree. On the fifth day of Grog, Miss My Pikey gave to me.
You skipped one.
5 pints of ale. 4 stinky turds. 3, 2, 1. 2 go baby poes and a little birdie in the sun tree. On the sixth day of Grog, Miss My Pikey gave to me. 6 axes swinging, cause there was a huge monster attacking. But my axe broke, so I got another one. And then that one broke, so I got another one. And I raged on him, and there was blood all over the place. And his gut popped out, and I slipped on his guts.
Buddies, holiday song, keep it light.
Okay. 10 pints of ale. 4 stinky turds. 3, 2, 1. 2 go BB Poes. And a little birdie in the sun tree. On the seventh day of Grog, Miss My Pikey gave to me 7 monster slaying, 6 axes swinging, 20 pints of ale. 4 stinky turds, 3, 2, 1, 2 go BB Poes, and a little birdie in the sun tree. Pike? What number was I at?
8.
How many fingers is that?
1 hand, 3 fingers, buddies.
Oh. On the 8th day of Grog, Miss My Pikey gave to me 9 naked ladies, 8 maids towards me, 7 axes swinging, 6 monsters slaying, 100 pints of ale. 4 stinky turds, 3, 2, 1, 2 go BB Poes, and a little birdie in the sun tree. What just happened, Mike?
Key change. Just sing a little higher, dude.
Okay. On the 10th day of Grog, Miss Mike Pikey gave to me 10 Lord Durolos, 9 naked ladies, 8 maids to wash me, 7 axes swinging, 6 monsters slaying, 1,000 pints of ale. 4 stinky turds, 3, 2, 1, 2 go BB Poes, and a little birdie in the sun tree. The 11th day of Grog, Miss My Pikey gave to me 11 spice of spice and 10 Lord Durolos, 9 naked ladies, 8 something something, and a bunch of crap I already said. On the 12th day of Grog, Miss My Pikey gave to me what fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, dingleberries, dingleberries hanging on my bum.
Wrong song!
Huh?
You're on 12. 12 fighters fighting.
11 spice of spice and
10 Lord Durolos.
9 naked ladies.
8 maids to watch you.
7 axes swinging.
6 monsters slaying.
A million pints of ale. 4 stinky turds. 3, 2, 1. 2 go BB Poes. And a little birdie in the sun tree.
Good job, buddies. You did it.
Thanks. For them are Critical Role fans. The critters, as they be enjoying the 12 days of Grogmas. Ha ha ha. We got in a commercial, we'll be back momentarily. Don't be forgetting the very first part of the commercials on the come up. Yeah, they be the vintage sponsors. And we have some fun with that. Then we go into the proper sponsors. And the one we have this evening to start off with is Squashton. Right up there at the Arnhem Mall, Grand Peoples, and they have some wonderful new stuffs coming into stock. Get it ready for Christmas, blah 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 blah. I did me part. Now, do your part.
Here he comes, here he comes, greatest toy you've ever seen, and his name is Mr. Machine. He is real, and for you he is ideal, and his name is Mr. Machine.
His outside is clear, you can see every gear, the brightest, biggest gears ever seen.
Mr. Machine!
He talks, no, he squawks as he walks. Along the ground and round and round and round. You can pick him apart, every gear a nut. But you can put him together and build him up. Wind him. Go on. You can't break the spring, but listen. Hear him ring.
Here he comes, greatest toy you've ever seen. And his name is Mr. Machine. He is real, and for you,
he's a heel.
And his name is Mr. Machine, Mr. Machine, Mr. Machine.
Squatch Den.
She loved me, she loved me not. She loved me, she loves me not. She loves me, all right. She loves me not. Hey, stupid flower, what do you know about love? What? Hey, man, do you want to know about love? Oh, you're just trying to find the Squatch Den records. Well, that's easy, man. They're right up at the Arnhem Mall, right next to the inside entrance of JCPenney's. Hey, man. Yeah, they's got all kinds of good stuff. New stuff and old stuff, too. Yeah, I bet you can find stuff you're looking for. Hey, like maybe some barbershop music or some a soundtrack for Hair? Oh, so you're looking more for like Lawrence Welk and heavy metal stuff. Hey, man, that's cool. Hey, if anybody's gonna have it, they're gonna be the Squatch Den. Hey, man, see you later. Oh, and say hi to Ash for me.
Oh, man. I just got back. I got the snacks, man. Oh, wow, man. Is that like a Sasquatch?
Oh, yeah, man. That it is.
Squatch Den.
I think we should try to throw in a couple of things non-Christmassy so you don't go too incredibly insane with just Christmassy stuffs. Aye, that's what we should be doing. But let's think about something that gives a nice twist to things. How about some celebrity sightings? Aye, I think that's the way we'll go for a moment or two. We'll start off with Ray Stevens. Taylor Swift is stalking me. Aye, still no word from our special guest, but I'm sure he won't let us down. No, no, not at all. He'll be certain to make it true. No wind, no rain, no fog, or storm of night. It's something. He will get through the plight. I'm sure there'll be some kind of a special poem for this very kind of situation.
Oh, I bet she's in the yard again. I'll have to call the cops. She follows me everywhere I go. I can't make her stop. I swear sometimes she's been inside my house when I've been gone. She's about to drive me crazy. Hey, let me tell you what's going on. Taylor Swift is stalking me.
She's a little Lolita. She's a hussy. She's a tramp.
She's stalking me.
Makes the
vibe
look like a girl scout.
Yeah,
she's a tramp.
She's piling in the backyard now, up in that tall pine tree. With a pair of night vision goggles focused right on me. I swear she's everywhere I go. You know, it's plain to see.
I bet she's hitting the camera, shooting pictures in 3D.
Taylor Swift is stalking me. Oh, Lord. I told her I knew you were trouble. After all, you're just 22. She said, you belong to me, and I'm only me when I'm with you. I'm writing songs about you, she said, and she even wrote our song. Then she turned me and said, no one's as cold as you, and I told her I was moving on. And now Taylor Swift is stalking me.
She's a Lolita, she's a hussy, she's a tramp.
She's stalking me.
Makes a lot of the black yes, she's a vamp.
She's probably in the backyard now, up in that tall pine tree, with a pair of night vision goggles focused right on me. I swear she's everywhere I go, you know it's plain to see.
She's hiding above, up under the rug, you can't see.
She's stalking me. Hey, somebody, help! Whoa! You know, this is really happening. I'm being stalked by a superstar. She said that our love story has put tears on her guitar. Her face is all over my TV screen and on the cover of all my magazines. I see her everywhere I go. You know this has gone too far. Taylor Swift is stalking me.
She's a little Lolita. She's a hussy. She's a tramp.
She's stalking me.
Makes a line of the mind. Yes, she's a man.
She's probably in the backyard now. Been that tall pine tree with a pair of night vision goggles focused right on me. I swear she's everywhere I go. You know it's plain to see.
I bet she's got a big hat pin and a voodoo doll of me.
You know, she's stalking me. I know I'm a hunk. Girl's been chasing me since 1989. I can't have any fun with Heidi. It's a curse. I told her we are never getting together. She's not believing me. She'll jump then follow, text, Twitter, and call. She just keeps on bothering me. I know nobody believes me, but just look up in that pine tree. There she is with them goggles on. I tell you, Taylor Swift is stalking me. What? That's not her. It's a what? A hootie owl. Hey, let me see them binoculars. Oh, well, who'd have thunk it? My bad.
Tell me, am I going insane?
Weird Al Yankovic with Stuck in a Closet with Vanna White. Celebrity, sightings and involvements come on many different levels, be it from delusional to just odd. Here's Barry Mitchell with Stallone Again, Naturally.
Movies pack him in. The guy with the dopey grin. He's muscle bound, but in the final round, every fight he'll win. The sequel was the worst, more corny than the first. It's a simple fact, this guy can't act, but he drives the women crazy with his sexy sneer. And I fear this mass of sinew will keep on raking in the bucks. His legend will continue. And now there's Rocky III, and guess who it will be? Stallone again, naturally. When we begin to snuggle up, my girl turns out the lights and starts to pester. Be like Sylvester. She begs and begs, so I drank eggs. I don't think I'll survive Rocky 4 and 5. And if it clicks, Rocky 6, if I'm still alive. Then Superman 11 meets Rocky 47. And be sure to catch his exciting match with Rocky the Flying Squirrel. I sure need a break. I can't take this guy's persistence. My girl and I are splitting up. We'll never go the distance. He swept her off her feet, and I'm home punching meat. Alone again. Poor old me. Thanks to Stallone again. Naturally. Thank you.
So, how did shopping go?
Good. I saw Santa again today.
Yeah. You see Santa Claus a lot this time of the year. Yes, indeed.
The Santa I saw is not the real Santa.
Right. Real Santa's at the North Pole.
Have you ever seen the real Santa?
Of course I have. Every year, he comes down the chimney in my house, and he says, Dr. Huxtable, how are you? Ho, ho, ho.
What does he look like?
He's got rosy cheeks, beard, and a twinkle in his eye.
Is he Caucasian, or African-American, or Asian?
Santa Claus is whatever you are in that house. See? when he comes down the chimney, let's say that you were Japanese. He would zoom Japanese. See? And then he would come in here, same Santa Claus, zoom African American. I was over to Mr. Jefferson's house. He's Caucasian, you know. And I'm sitting there, Mr. Jefferson left. Santa Claus came down. Zoom! He was Caucasian. Looked at me. He said, uh-oh. You understand? So I said, it's all right. He'll be downstairs in a minute. And we gave a high five.
You're making no sense, Dr. Huxtable. No one can change like that.
Are you telling me that Santa Claus, the man who makes toys for little kids, the man who knows if you're naughty or nice, doesn't have the ability to change?
What color is he at the North Pole?
You have to ask Mrs. Santa Claus.
Well, I want to talk to Mrs. Santa Claus. Do you have her phone number?
Yes, because adults have the phone number to the Santa Claus house. Because if little girls and boys had it, they'd be calling every 5 minutes, oh, Santa Claus, can I have this? Santa Claus, can I have that? And you better just stop bothering me before I call Santa and give him a bad report about you.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. Well, then you better prove to me that you're a good girl.
I'm good.
Yeah, well, you have to prove it to me. You have to do something.
What?
Mop this floor.
Okay. Where do I start? I'm ready.
I don't believe this.
Ah, this time of year, you can get kids on a shingle, a roof. Without hardly a complaint to me. And it was Bill Cosby with Cosby's on Santa's ethnicity. And that's a thing. The kids will always give you a twist to think about. And there's a thing that can help you understand a little bit more. But you want to know more about Santa Claus? Well, I think we need to go over and talk to Mr. Cheech and Chong. And they're going to tell us about Santa Claus and his old lady. They're celebrities too, you know.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know that guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too. Man. No, yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? She made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Wow. Typical freaks.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah, man. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got him off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
A repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah, man. You know who I'm talking about,
man. Yeah, man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
Ha, ha, ha. Back momentarily. Still keeping our eyes out. Getting a touch concerned where our fancy guest be. Maybe he... he had some problems heading towards the south. just a wee bit concerned. And Babushka is still up, keeping her eyes peeled for whatever might streak through the sky.
Let's think we can think of life. Let us think we can think of life. Fight Right, the toy that lets you create beautiful pictures with light. Work with colorful pegs that glow with light, light bulb not included. Make people, animals, things. And with refills, Bugs Bunny or Bozo the Clown. You can make lots of pretty pictures with Light Bright from Hasbro.
Look, Sidekick, a shop just for heroes.
No, it's a comic book shop and it's for everyone.
Not possible. See, it's even right in the name, Heroes. So that means you'll need to stay out here whilst I go shopping.
It's Heroes, your mom threw out comic shop, and it's for everyone, including Sidekicks.
Hey guys, you know, the little guy is right. It's all about the love of comics, and not whether you can fly or not. But, by the way, I do love the cape.
Gee, thanks.
So Heroes Comic Shop is located at 130 West 14th Street in Elmira Heights, New York. We're open Wednesday through Saturday. You can check us out at momthrout.com.
Oh, look! They have Archie Comics!
Heroes Comics, for every kind of hero.
Ha 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 ha. Well, let's not mess around. Let's keep right on going with Christine Nelson's Marvin. Not Marvin the Paranoid Android, but Marvin, you're a rotten kid.
Some think their kids should be in bed by 7, and so do I, and so do I. But Marvin won't go to bed before 11. He starts to cry, and so do I. One time, I thought I'd try to slip a Mickey into his juice, his orange juice. I tried, but oh, that kid is really tricky. He switched the glass, so what's the use? Gray, so go away now, just for once do what I say. Go and play in traffic, don't come back till Saturday. Some think that raising kids is so bucolic. I always did, I really did. With Marvin, I could become an alcoholic. I almost did, but he's my kid. We bought a car for him to ride to school in, a Jaguar. Is that bizarre? Then he insisted that we put a pool in, not in the yard, but in the car. Marvin, Marvin, you're a rotten kid. Marvin, Marvin, I'm gonna flip my lid. It's such a sin, it's such a crime. You're just so rotten all the time. I wish that I could sell you, but I wouldn't get a dime.
I wish that I could sell you, but I wouldn't get a dime.
Some think that kids today are awfully thankless. You ask me why, I'll tell you why. This stems from the fact today that kids are spankless, and yet they cry. Oh, how they cry. We try to buy him everything we're able. We bought him clothes, a brand new nose. Marvin, get out from underneath that table. Your brand new nose just ripped my hose. Marvin, Marvin, you're a rotten kid. Marvin, Marvin, look at what you did. Don't break my heart, do as you're told. You know your mommy hates to scold. Stop chewing on your teddy bear, you're 28 years old.
Well, it's the holiday season, and Santa is checking his list to see who is naughty or nice, and I'm kind of feeling guilty, so I wrote a song. So many presents, so little time. Santa won't be coming by my house this year. 'Cause I tried to drown my sister and I pierced my ear. Oh, Mama made it perfectly clear. Santa don't like bad boys. Especially Jewish ones. Knif, Knop, and Lego blocks are what I desire. So why'd I have to set the pizza guy's hair on fire? I told him I was sorry, I'm a liar. So no toys for me. I don't deserve them. I couldn't wait for a big wheel as the holiday neared. But then I told my grandma that she had a beard. Dear Santa, I know what my problem is, why I can't be good. It's a fear of intimacy. You see, my whole life, whenever I've met someone really great like you, and I keep feeling I'm getting too close to them, something inside me makes me want to screw it up. So in a weird way, the reason I'm so bad is because I love you so much, Santa. Lock 'em, sock 'em, robot is what I was hoping for. But then I made a death threat to Vice President Gore. Oh, Santa won't be knocking on my door, 'cause he's a big fat whore. What made me say that shoots and ladders would be so good indeed? So why'd I have to sell that cop a bag of weed? So Santa, please give me my easy bake oven. I swear I thought billy goats were made for loving. So Santa, won't you accept my apologies? Santa, can't you see? I'm begging you, please. Oh, Santa, next year I'll do you right.
That's one that many know. Adam Sandler's The Christmas Song. Now, let's see. Oh, where did we put it? No. I think we lost it. Where did I put it? Ah, Richard Cheese, Christmas in Las Vegas. I guess that'd be mean, and he's a really class act.
Christmas in Las Vegas, decorate your tree with chips. Let's roll a yo beneath the mistletoe while that angel strips. Rudolph sold the sled, now he's betting on red in a casino made out of gingerbread. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's a trip. The wise men are rolling sevens, the elves are doubling down. Light a candle and pull the handle, I love that jingling sound. Every showgirl and boy ride in a sleigh of joy, pulled by eight tiny tigers eating Siegfried and Roy. Christmas in Las Vegas, what a town. Santa brought me two aces, I wonder if I should split. Hey waitress, bring me a drink while I think. What would Jesus hit? The strip lights are all twinkling, there's no room at the inn. But because 'tis the season, they'll comp a suite for Mary at the Wynn. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's Bethlehem with bling. Let's hope the dealer brings four newborn kings, 'cause my baby needs a brand new pair of five golden rings. Christmas in Las Vegas really swings. Cha-cha-cha-ching. I said Christmas in Las Vegas really swings.
Yo, yo, yo.
You said it, Santa. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
Woo! Somebody done been to the Walmart. man. That's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Five flannel shirts.
Four big mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
You fool, you got Jeff first 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam. 4 big mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Man, these ain't normal Christmas presents.
No, they're redneck gifts.
Redneck gifts?
Yeah, you know, like if you buy your wife earrings that double as fishing lures, or if you convert the entire chorus of Jingle Bells. Perhaps if you think the Nutcracker is something you did off the high dive, or if you've ever misspelled anything in Christmas lights, or if you leave cold beer and pickled eggs for Santa Claus.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything wrong with it. It's hard to beat. 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam. 4 big mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Well, you know, you can't really consider it a Christmas unless you go down to the penitentiary and visit your mama.
You're not listening to me. Get the car key out of your ear. That's where the 9 years probation comes in. I'm going to do it for you again. Now listen. 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam. 4 big mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT. Are you crying?
No, just my allergies.
Happy holidays, everybody.
The Herbie Jeff Foxworthy with 12 Days of Christmas. Now we must be turning our sights and thinking about letters. That'd be right. You can't wait too much longer in the season. Otherwise, they won't get to the North Pole in time. Have time to be processed. Eat. The letters take time. Bob Rivers now takes us and gives us a proper way to make a letter to Santy. A letter to Santa, I should be saying. And make sure you get your letters out on time. And be nice and calm and polite about it. That is the finest way to communicate with Santa.
Dear Santa Claus, it has been brought to my attention by one of our operatives that you have secured for yourself and your interests a very lucrative position in the toy and game industry. Normally, my associates and I would not involve ourselves in child exploitation schemes such as yours. However, it is clear to us that you have overstepped your bounds and are cutting into my family's territories. That I cannot let you do. Mr. Claus, we've known each other for many years, and we have no problem with your operations in the North Pole. But Kasiari tells me that you've expanded your deliveries through the entire South Side, most of the North Side, and everywhere but the Jewish neighborhoods. I understand, Mr. Kringle. You and I share many interests. We both make lists. We both know who's been naughty and who's been nice. Have I mentioned that red is also my favorite color? This year, when you make your rounds, I hope you'll take time to stop by the house for a cup of coffee and some cookies, so that we can discuss an offer I know you can't refuse. I know how much you like cookies. I'm sure you will do this thing I ask out of respect, but I would be remiss if I did not remind you of the tragic demise of our mutual friend and confidant, Frosty T. Snowman. I regret that it was necessary to teach Frosty a lesson. Sincerely, and with warmest wishes for you and the lovely Mrs. Claus, Dan. P.S. It would be most unfortunate for you to wake up one morning to find the head of 8 tiny reindeers in bed with you. I'm sure that you are a reasonable man, and this will not be necessary.
That's just a wonderful, sweet letter to Santy. Very polite, even. Now there be someone who be thinking that we forgot all about him, and that he don't mean nothing to the captain in the quarters here. But the captain and the crew, we all recognize a certain Batman 66. We appreciate what you done for us over the years, and we appreciate that you just had yourself a birthday. And we were sorry we couldn't have made it there to make it a more joyous occasion. But we can throw this here at ye, and hopefully, like last year, you can enjoy it a little bit here, a little bit there, and now you can take it with you most anywhere. Happy birthday, Mr. Batman.
An egg. The Batmobile lost a wheel and the Joker got away. Crashing through the roof in a one-horse open tree. Busting out I go, laughing all the way.
Holy jailbreaks! Yes, sir! I'll pass that message on.
Who was that, Robin?
Commissioner Gordon, Batman! The Tickler broke out again! And he's taken several prominent citizens as hostages!
This looks like a job for the dynamic duo.
Out of town as quickly as
the Tickler's secret hideout. The dastardly fiend always returns here.
Look at all those people with pink faces, Batman. You think they've been drinking too much carrot juice, huh?
No, Robin. They're being tickled pink. Great Scott! What's that noise? We seem to be moving downwards.
You tumbled right into my tickling trap! Even as I speak, you're heading toward the dreaded tickling chamber!
Oh, no!
Oh, yes! I can see the headlines now! Batman and Robin tickled to death!
This looks like the end, old chum!
Don't worry, Robin. There's something here in my utility belt that just might save our capes.
Tickling chamber. Holy buckshot! What are you throwing, Batman?
Simple pepper, Robin. It's the only thing the tickler's vulnerable to. I'm hurling it into the ventilation system. It can only be a matter of moments before... There he goes!
You pesky pepper-throwing peacekeeper!
Let's get these citizens untied out of here.
But Batman, the tickler's getting away!
Don't worry, Boy Wonder. He may have tickled his way out of jail, but he's going to sneeze himself right back in.
Holy Pepper Pot, Batman, you've done it again!
Yes!
When you hear the squeal of the Batmobile, look out, it's Batman and Robin. On the trail of another desperate man. When they hear that sound, all the crooks around whisper, Batman and Robin. They get out of town as quickly as they can. Batman, 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 Batman.
Adam West there with Batman and Robin. Be back momentarily. And happy birthday, Batman 66. Well, I expect it to go into the second hour of the show, me boys and gals and all those in between. And we're going to keep it a touch short. The old captain's not feeling his best this evening, and I've got word that I got word that our special guest, it was supposed to be Santa Claus, he was supposed to be showing up, and he sent word via the elf, I don't remember what it be, some kind of elf-like radio thing, saying something about being trapped in a subway. Which I not be understanding. There's no subways between here and the North Pole. But he'd be trapped in a subway and couldn't make it. And so, with great sincere apologies and blah 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 blah, he can't make it. Well, between me not feeling me best, and I think we're just going to take and play the Three Stooges. We'll play a few more songs. And then we'll call it a night. It's a shame, but we're still having fun, even if we're not feeling our best. So let's get on with the Three Stooges with I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. A hippopotamus is all I want. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney blue. Just ring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes, see my hippo hero standing there. I want
hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. A hippopotamus is all I want. Pop says a hippo will eat me up, and then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas, the kind I saw last summer in the zoo. We've got room for him in our garage. We feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see my hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No kangaroos or ductile platypuses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus underneath a mistletoe last night. He didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. He thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Daddy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. There must be some mistake. Was I really awake? I rubbed my eyes and moved in close, a better look to take. Then I
hey!
Saw Daddy hugging Santa Claus. He took his hand and pulled him to the couch. It must have been just fine. Santa didn't seem to mind. Then Daddy moved across the room to pour them both some wine. Then I saw Daddy fondle Santa Claus. Now and then I crawled across the floor. I hid behind the door. I left it open just a crack so I could watch some more. Then I saw Daddy undress Santa Claus. They quickly threw their clothes on our big chair. Well, much to my surprise, I couldn't believe my eyes. It wasn't Santa after all, but Mommy in disguise. But I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
Mary Kippa, Adata, would I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus. Now, we all like to share recipes this time of year. Well, here's Saturday Night Live's delicious dish with sweaty balls from a few years back. It's a good recipe. Write it down. Make sure you have pen and paper all ready for it.
Hello, I'm Margaret Jo McCullen.
And I'm Terry Rialto.
And you're listening to The Delicious Dish on National Public Radio. Now, Terry, it's Christmas season again, our favorite time of year.
That's right, Margaret Jo. Holiday time is when the most wonderful culinary wishes can come true. Now, what's on your list this holiday season, Margaret Jo?
Well, Terry, I really got greedy this year. I'm asking Kris Kringle for a wooden bowl, some oversized index cards, and a funnel.
Ooh, a funnel. That'll be great for funneling.
I know. I feel like a glutton. What's on your list, Terry?
Well, I'm only asking Santa for one thing, a big box of glue traps to help me deal with my excessive rat problem. Now, tell me, are you, Margaret Jo, going to leave any treats out for Santa this year?
Oh, absolutely. I always do. I like to leave Santa some tap water and rice. If Santa's anything like me, Christmas foods really wreak havoc on the old digestive system. What are you going to leave, Terry?
I can't ever leave food out in my apartment because I have an excessive rat problem.
That's neat. Santa's fun.
Santa's fun. Neat.
Yeah, it's fun.
Fun. Like good Christmas. Times.
Good times.
It's neat. Well, Christmas is a time for traditional foods and bite-sized treats, and we have a very special guest today.
That's right, Terry. He's the owner of his own holiday bakery with a very, very clever name. Seasons Eatings.
That's really funny.
I know, it rhymes with Seasons Greetings.
Please welcome the owner of Seasons Eatings, Pete Schwede.
Hi, Pete. Welcome. How are
welcome,
you?
Welcome, Pete.
We like the name of your store.
Oh. Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, did I pronounce your name correctly?
You sure did. Pete Schwede.
Well, Pete, Terry and I have been looking forward to having you on the show because we know you're the master of all kinds of Christmas goodies. Tell us about them.
Well, there are lots of great treats at this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake. But the thing that I most like to bring out at this time of the year are my balls.
Balls. Tell us about your balls, Pete.
Well, over at Seasons Eatings, we have balls for every taste. Popcorn balls, cheese balls, rum balls, you name it.
Wow. My mouth's watering just thinking about those balls.
It's been years since I've seen any balls.
Would you like to see my balls now?
Yeah. Whip them out.
Whip them, baby. Wow. You have some beautiful balls.
They're bigger than I expected.
I know a lot of people tell me that.
Look at that, Terry, the way they glisten.
That's because I make sure that each one of my balls gets plenty of oil.
I can't help but notice, Pete, your balls are a little misshapen.
That's because I rested them on a hot stove for too long.
Can I touch your balls?
Go ahead, but be careful. They're very delicate.
Wow. I can't wait to get my mouth around this ball.
Ooh, I like the way your balls smell.
Do whatever you want to them, ladies. My balls are here for your pleasure.
Wow, Pete, I have to say your balls are so tender.
Well, there's no beating my balls. They're made from a secret Schwede family recipe. No one can resist my Schwede balls.
Sweaty balls. Nothing delicious. Like a sweaty ball.
Sweaty balls.
Good times.
Good times. Our producer, Glenn, is gesturing to us from the technician's booth. And it looks like he's telling us to wrap it up.
I guess that's all the time we have today, Terry. So join us next week when our topic will be that other holiday favorite.
Fragrant salty nuts.
Hey, quick plug. If you order from Seasons Eatings now, we can still send out a special sweaty ball sack in time for Christmas.
Ooh, great idea. My niece would love a sack of sweaty balls.
Lacey thinks the wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some high shade and join the parade.
Herbie, Bob Rivers with walking around in women's underwear. Now let us go to another, what he should be, a Christmassy classic by the Metropolitan Cowboy, Michael Coleman's Christmas on Cell Block 9.
Of mistaken identity, walking home one Christmas Eve. It was not a silent night, with sirens and red flashing lights. Said I looked like their suspect, hands behind my back, under arrest. Tried to explain but didn't get far. My mugshot on a Christmas card. Cell Block 9. Jack Frost was nipping, but not on my nose. Telling Bubba no means no. Underneath the mistletoe, that holiday was spent doing time. Christmas on cell block.
With traditional possum stew.
Yeehaw!
We're having a redneck Christmas, poke salad and rabbit too.
Yum, yum!
Got the Paul new chaw, red man, my brand new spit cook. And I got my wife a new set of retreads for my pickup truck.
Ain't he the sweetest thing?
Whoa, we ain't never seen that reindeer, but we painted the bull's nose red. But a runner
Jack, four idiots, what are you doing?
Sure, I didn't know you was in there, Grandpa. Merry Christmas, Daddy.
I got you, Merry Christmas, right here. Come back with that catalog.
We're having a redneck Christmas, TP'd the whole front yard. Put the big red bows on the hound dogs, turn the lights on and all the cars. I love a redneck Christmas, it's simple kind of life. You buy one gift and that takes care of your cousin and your wife. Give a dollar to one of them eggs.
He goes, Shorty.
So Santa bring a man for daughter. After all, she's near about 12.
Poor thing, she will be a spinster soon.
We're having a redneck Christmas. Hunger stockings on the stove. Hope Santa brings us big stuff. Cause the little stuff falls through the toe. We're having a redneck Christmas with homemade moonshine eggnog. Took a little swig, thought it needed more kick, throwed in a little toady frog.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Ray Stevens here with a redneck Christmas. I wonder, I just be thinking, has anyone let Babushka know that our guest is not coming? She said she was going to be keeping an eye out for him. And I better see if I can tune in on the radio here. Let's see.
That
only sounded good.
What relevant to fish droppings comes in fish droppings? No sign of the package. You know, the fat man in the red suit yet. Perhaps I saw a reindeer fly by, but the half-trunked albatross made a mohawk. Not reindeer. I repeat, not reindeer. I continue to monitor the situation and keep a very eye out for the target. Guest. So, fish droppings, you stay right there and I entertain you with my melodious voice. I'll sing now. When I was four, I believed in Santa Claus, though I knew it was my dad. I would hang up my stockings at Christmas, open my presents, and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids come over and mug me, and knock my reindeer to the floor. They say, Father Christmas, give us the money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toy to the little rich boy. Don't give my brother a Steve Austin outfit. Don't give my sister her cuddly toy. We don't want to jigsaw her Monopoly money. We only want stereo clay. Father Christmas, give us the money. We beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us the money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you got one, I have a machine gun so I can scare all the kids down the street. Father Christmas, give us the money. We got no time for you silly toys. We beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want you burned, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. Have yourself a merry, merry Christmas. Have yourself a good time. But remember the kids who got nothing while you're slinking down your line. Father Christmas, give us the money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. They beat you up, so don't make us annoyed. Father Christmas, give us your money. Don't mess around with your silly toys. They beat you up if you don't hand it over. They want your blood, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boys.
Oh, dear. Well... So I guess I should send a crew member up there at some point to let her know that, that Santa's not coming. Well, it sure won't be me. He's been up there quite a while. Now, where was that crew member who starched me shorts the other day? I'll send him. But I believe we've been tortured well enough. Good night.
So just chill till the next episode.